Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 29th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thoughts for the day. Powerless. Who cares to admit complete defeat? Practically no one, of course. Every natural instinct cries out against the idea of personal powerlessness. No other kind of bankruptcy is like this one. Alcohol, the rapacious creditor, bleeds us all self-sufficiency and all will to resist its demands. Upon entering AA, we soon take quite another view of this absolute humiliation. Our admissions of personal powerlessness finally turn out to be a firm bedrock upon which happy and purposeful lives may be built. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 21. Thought to consider, admission of powerlessness is the first step to liberation. That's from the 12 and 12, page 5. AA acronyms, new, nothing else worked. Just for today, defects. Step 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. To avoid falling into confusion over the names these defects should be called, let's take a universally recognized list of major human failings, the 7 deadly sins of pride, greed, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth. It is not by accident that pride heads the procession. For pride, leading to self-justification, and always spurred by conscious or unconscious fears, is the basic breeders of most human difficulties, the chief block of true progress. Pride lures us into making demands upon ourselves or upon others, which cannot be met without perverting or misusing our God-given instincts. When the satisfaction of our instincts for sex, security, and society becomes the sole object of our lives, then pride steps in to justify our excesses. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, pages 48 and 49. Daily Reflections, Group Autonomy. Some may think that we've carried the principle of group autonomy to extremes. For example, in its original long form, Tradition 4 declares, any two or three gathered together for sobriety may call themselves an AA group, provided that as a group they have no other affiliation. But this ultra-liberty is not so risky as it looks. AA Comes of Age, pages 104 and 105. As an alcoholic, I abused every liberty that life afforded. How could AA expect me to respect the ultra-liberty bestowed by Tradition 4? Learning respect has become a lifetime job. AA has made me fully accept the necessity of discipline and that if I do not assert it from within, then I will pay for it. This applies to groups too. Tradition 4 points in a spiritual direction, in spite of my alcoholic inclinations. As Bill sees it, on the broad highway, I now realize that my former prejudice against clergymen was blind and wrong. They have kept alive through the centuries of faith which might have been extinguished entirely. They point out the road to me, but I did not even look up. I was so full of prejudice and self-concern. When I did open my eyes, it was because I had to. And the man who showed me the truth was a fellow sufferer and a layman. Through him, I saw at last, and I stepped from the abyss to solid ground, knowing at once that my feet were on the broad highway, if I chose to walk. Letter 1940. Big Book quote. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. We're headed for trouble if we do, for alcohol is a subtle foe. We're not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Alcoholics Anonymous Into Action, page 85. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. The AA program is one of faith, hope, and charity. It's a program of hope because when new members come into AA, the first thing they get is hope. To hear older members tell how they had been through the same kind of hell that they have and how they found the way out through AA. And this gives them hope. If others can do it, they can do it. Is hope still strong in me? Meditation for the day. The rule of God's kingdom is perfect order, perfect harmony, perfect supply, perfect love, perfect honesty, perfect obedience. There's no discord in God's kingdom. Only some things still unconquered in God's children. The difficulties of life are caused by disharmony in the individual man or woman. People lack power because they lack harmony with God and with each other. They think that God fails because power is not manifested in their lives. God does not fail. People fail because they are out of harmony with Him. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may be in harmony with God and with other people. I pray that this harmony will result in strength and success. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. I'm Buddy and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.